Good evening, good evening, good evening. Ooh, wow, that's loud. Okay, first year students, you've just completed your first exam. I know everybody's excited. You know how it feels now. You know, and I know somebody has waited until today because, you know, the exams close tonight at 11:59, 12 o'clock. But I know it's usually somebody who waits until the last day, and then they'll go ahead and do it. Amen?
Amen.
All right. We have a full agenda tonight. For those of us here, we know that we have just completed an election here in Louisiana, the first primary. There is a second primary that's going to be coming up. Even if you don't watch the news, you can't help but know what's going on in the country. Mm-hmm. Amen. So as students of prayer, it seemed good that tonight we pray for our country and our state. Amen. The Bible is specific about how we are to pray for them. So turn in your Bibles to 1 Timothy chapter 2 and Romans chapter 8. We're going to need the help of the Holy Ghost. Amen. 1 Timothy 2, Romans 8. Glory to God. And for our online students, we know that you're not here in Louisiana, the majority of you. But whatever state you're in, as we pray for those in authority in our state here in Louisiana, you can pray for the state where you are or the country where you are. I'm not really sure who all is online. But we're going to just be praying for those in authority. Okay, 1 Timothy 2, we're going to read verses 1 through 4. Ready? Let's read. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and that means presidents, you know, whoever's in charge. Verse 2 again, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Yes, God would have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Let's acknowledge the Holy Spirit, and we're going to be asking him to help us tonight. Romans 8, we're going to read verses 26 through 28. Ready? Let's read. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Let's stand. We're going to pray much in the Holy Spirit. We're going to be asking the Holy Spirit to help us. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, giving you praise and honor and glory, Lord God. We come thanking you, Father God, for our country and countries, Lord God, who are under this word, under this apostolic anointing, under this school, Father God. We thank you for them. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, not only do we lift up, Lord God, the United States of America, we're lifting up every state. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, every parish, every county that's represented. Father, we're just so thankful. We're so thankful for the United States of America. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we pray for all of those in authority, Lord God. And we give you the praise and we give you the honor for it all. Holy Spirit, help us. In Jesus' name. All in authority, Lord. Alala mahashanda ramakaya ye here. Help us, Holy Ghost. Alala mahashanda ramakaha. Elele mende debe debe boko soko ramakaya ye here, Lord God. Praying that they all might be saved. Alala mahashakanda ramakaya, that they may come to the knowledge of the truth, Lord God. The truth of your word, the truth of your will, Father. Alala mahashanda ramakaha. Elele mende debe debe kende debe de. Alala mahalala kende debe debe boko soko ramakaya ye here. Ha ha ha. Yes, Lord, from the White House. Alala mahashanda ramakaya, yes, Supreme Court justices. Alalolo moko shekende debede. All of Congress, Lord. Alala kishaha. Amama mama mande debede debe kende debede boko soko darabakaya ye here. Your wisdom. Alala mahashaha. Alala mande debede debe kende debede boko soko darabakaya. Your understanding, Father. Alala mahaha. Ye debede bende debede boko sonda debe ki here. Alala la mahanda debe de. Alala la makashakanda ramakaya. Alala la mahanda debe debe kende debe de. Alala la mahashakaha. Alala la mahanda debe de. I hear him send debe de. Alala la makashakanda ramakaya ye here, Lord God. Alala la makashakanda ramakaya ye here, every state. Alala la mahaha. Alala la makashakanda ramakaha. Every parish. Alala la makanda debe de me kende debe de boko soko da ramakaya ye here. Every county, Lord. Alala la mahaha. Alala la mahashakanda ramakaya. We need you. Glory to God. Glory to God. We need you. Alala la mahashakanda ramakaya. You here. Yes, to help. Glory to God. Help those in authority. Alala la mahashakanda ramakaha. Alala la mahanda debe debe kende debe debe. Ore be kende debe deha. Alala la mahashakanda debe gene. Alolo boko shokonda debe de, Lord. Alala la mahashakanda ramakahaya. Alala la manda debe de ye here. Yes, yes, your will. Amabababababakashakanda ramakaya, your purpose. Glory, 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 your plan. Your way, Lord. Alala ye here. Elelele moko shokonde debe ge. Alala la manda debe de. Oh my, oh my, we're standing in the gap. Glory to God. Glory to God. We're standing in the gap. We're making up the hedge, Lord God, for our country, Lord. Glory to God. For our states, Lord. Glory, glory. Yes. And counties. Glory, glory. And parishes. Oh, in the rebedea, oh, Rabababa Kishaka Haya, Ele Mohole Lekia, glory, 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 Shololo Boko Shakanda Ramakaha, Alala Makanda Ramakaha, Alala Manda de Bekehe, Ele Boko Shoko de Bekehe, Ele Manda Rebedea, Alala Makashanda Ramakaha, Ayin de Rebede, Alala Makashakanda Ramakaha. Alala la mahanda debe de. Yes, Lord God. Alala la mahashakanda ramakahaya. Jesus, hallelujah, you are Lord. Glory, 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 you are Lord. Alala la mahashakanda ramakaha. Alala la mahashanda de mekende debe de. Oh, rabahaha. Indeed, debe de, you're here. Alala la manda debe de debe kende debe de, you're here, Lord God. Alala la mahashanda ramakaya. Alala la manda debe de debe kende debe de. Oh, rabahabakashakanda ramakaha. Alala la lande de bede, Lord God. Not our will, Lord. Glory to God, but your will, Lord God. Your will be done, Father. Alala la mahashakanda ramakaha. End the day, end the day, end the day. Glory to God. Glory to God. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. We thank you for it. Glory, glory, glory. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. As you can see from the scripture, he wants us to pray. Hallelujah for those in authority. Glory, glory. We can make a difference. Hallelujah. We can make a difference. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. All right. Okay. The exam was not difficult. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I told you it wouldn't be. First year students, you've gotten a little taste now. That's the way we do it. Okay. You've had an exam in every class, and so now you know how each and every one of us operates. Before we go on to our next lesson, I want to just put you in remembrance of a couple of things that we learned about prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. How many of you looked at the marquee? Amen. Uh-huh. Turn to, you know, I always want to go somewhere. John 13. Glory to God, glory to God. Hallelujah. John 13 and verse 17. John 13, and it's going to be a lot of scriptures tonight, so y'all just get your Bibles, your iPads, iPhones, whatever you're using, amen. John 13, verse 17. Let's read it. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. Amen. So he don't want you to just know them. He wants you to do them. Okay. So we learned about prayer, praise, thanksgiving. I shared some things with you that Apostle had been teaching us on worship. And so in your prayer time, your own personal, private prayer time, practice praising God and worshiping God. Amen. For yourself. Do it for yourself. Don't let it just be for the class and for the test. You know, don't let it be that way in any of these classes. Amen. Not any of it. We want you, as the scripture says, happy are ye. You know, it's one thing if you know them. You know, if you know these things, that's great. But happy are ye if you do them. And that's on the marquee, by the way. Yeah. Amen. Oh, so if Apostle or anybody, any of the other instructors ever ask you, that's what's out there. Glory to God. So as I promised, we're going to go on with book 2, chapter 9, prayer and obedience. Prayer and obedience. I feel it's very, very important at this time. We are all sitting under Apostle, and we know that he is definitely gone to another level. Amen. We know it. We know it. And so, you know, God wants us also to go to another level. Amen. 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 Another level. We're going to look at a couple of scriptures first. Not all of these are in the chapter, so you're going to have to just write them down. The first one we're all familiar with. Let's turn to Isaiah 1. We're talking about obedience and how important it is. I think in the beginning, I shared with you obedience to God, obedience to the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Amen. Apostle told us, I think it was last night, that not only did we have to learn how to hear from the Holy Spirit, but we also have to learn how to talk to the Holy Spirit. It's like, whoa, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah chapter 1, and I think most of you know where I'm going. Verse 19. That's right. Okay, let's read. Ready? Let's read. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Verse 20. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. You see how important obedience is? See how important it is? You know, and a lot of times, you know, I grew up at a time where people only thought that it was important to obey the Ten Commandments. Well, we know we couldn't do that. Amen. But that's what they thought, you know, that's what the obedience that you know God was talking about. No. It is much more than that. You know, we have the Word of God. as our guide, and we are to obey the word of God. Then we have the Holy Spirit who speaks to us. And then we are to obey the Holy Spirit. And praise God, we have men and women of God. I mean, come on now, after that lesson on Monday night, on apostolic, prophetic, fathering, amen. You know, we are to keep ourselves in a position, you know, to obey. You know, when the man or the woman of God, you know, says, well, we're going to do this, you know, then you, as a child of God, under that man or woman, should be ready to obey. You know, one of the things that I thought about, we have Prosperity Revival coming up. Students are admonished to be present in the PM services for Prosperity Revival. Your heart's desire should be to obey. Amen. That should be your heart's desire, to obey. That goes for the membership here at Word of Life Christian Center also, you know, to obey. You know, apostle is holding a meeting. I need to be there. Amen. Because you see how important it is. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But then he says, if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword. Not necessarily a physical sword either. You know, we have all kinds of swords. Remember now, when we're reading this, it's more than just what's written. Amen? Amen. Let's look at, let's see where I want to go first. Job 36. Now, Apostle gave us another translation of that. I couldn't find it. But I looked. It's in my notes somewhere. Job 36. And we're going to read verse 11 and 12. Y'all taking notes of these scriptures? Okay. All right. Ready? Let's read. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword, and they shall die without knowledge. Now, we know that the word of God, amen, is the sword of the Spirit. Remember, I told you, it's not necessarily just a physical sword, amen? All right. So then the other one that we're going to look at is 1 Samuel 15. These are just a couple that I jotted down that I wanted you to see. Hallelujah. Now, you know, Apostle told y'all, all of us, I'm a student too, to read 1 and 2 Samuel. I'm not going to ask y'all how many have been doing it, but if you haven't, get on it. Hallelujah. I mean, you're going to see some things. You can see some things. I mean, and I've read this before, and it's like, whoa, I see something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 22, 1 Samuel 15, 22. Let's read. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Now, you know, this was to Saul. God told Saul to go in and kill everything, destroy the king, all the animals and just everything. But then Saul allowed the people to tell him, well, no, we're going to keep the best. And we're going to spare the king. And then he came back, you know, when Samuel was talking, he told Samuel, I have obeyed the Lord. you know, knowing that he hadn't. And then Samuel said, well, what is the bleating of these sheep and, you know, that I hear? And so because he disobeyed, I mean, look what happened to him. The whole kingship was taken from him. Amen. So these are verses that I wanted you to see that talks about obedience and why obedience is so important. Amen. And we're going to be talking about prayer and obedience, book 2, chapter 9. Now, I found a definition of obedience, and I've forgotten which dictionary it was. And I think I've given you these words before, but I want you to write these words. I want you to write the word keep. Keep. I want you to write the word hearken. Hearken, hearken. That means listening with the intent to do. Amen. And obey. Keep, K-E-E-P, hearken, and obey. And we're going to be seeing that in the lesson where he's saying, keep my commandments. He means obey. That's what he's talking about. When he says hearken, he means listen with the intent to obey. Okay, I want you to keep all of that in mind. But one of the definitions that I found was that obedience is compliance with an order, or request, or a law. That's what they said obedience was. He says, or submission to another's, and I put in parentheses, God's, authority. Submission to another's authority, or compliance with an order, request, or law. Our author, Mr. Bounds, says, obedience is doing God's will. That's what he said. It's doing God's will. It is keeping his commandments. And he's not talking just about the Ten Commandments. You know, we have commands, you know, all throughout the Bible that God is, especially the New Testament, telling us, you know, you do this. Old Testament too, do this. Don't do that. You know, these are commands that God expects us to keep. Our author also, he took us to James 2 and 10. And it says, whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point is guilty of all. Isn't that something? I mean, you know, you keep the whole law, you're just going to one little thing. That's the Ten Commandments. But that's what happened. You know, we can't keep all ten. Right. We can't keep them. We can't. We're going to get angry. We're going to do something. We're going to say something. Amen. Glory to God. The spirit that prompts a man, our author says, to break one commandment is the spirit that may move him to break them all. If he breaks one, he may break them all. Amen. The author says that under Moses' law, to obey was looked upon as being better than sacrifice, as we just read. You know, a lot of times, you know, God may ask you to do something, tell you to do something, and instead of doing that, you know, he may say, go witness to your neighbor. And you say, well, I'm going to give my neighbor some money. You know, you don't tell him about Jesus. You decide, you know you're going to sacrifice. You're going, no. He wants you to obey. He obeyed. You know, that's what this is saying, to obey. Is looked upon as being better than sacrifice, and to, here's our word, hearken, H-E-A-R-K-E-N, than the fat of rams. That's what we saw in 1 Samuel 15:22. Then he goes on, Deuteronomy 5:29, oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me. This is what God is saying. And keep, there's our word, keep, all my commandments always, that it may be well with them and with their children forever. You see why he wants us to obey? Yeah. You know, he wants us to obey so that it will be well with us and our children. He says, forever, forever. Obedience is a high virtue. He likens it, our author likens it to the quality of a soldier, a military. It is his first and last lesson. A soldier must learn to practice obedience. without questioning or complaining at all times. That sounds like I was murmuring from praise and prayer and thanksgiving now. Yeah. Obedience, our author says, is faith in action. Yeah. Because, you know, there's sometimes it's going to take much faith. Amen. Much faith. He says, it is the outflow, the very test of love. The very test of love. Then he gives us John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. See, there our word keep again. He that hath my commandments and obey them. You know, you can have them and not obey them. Yeah. He it is that loveth me. He goes on, he says, obedience is love. And he quotes John 15:10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Jesus said in John 8:29, for I do always those things that please him. Talking about pleasing the Father. The gift of the Holy Spirit, our author says, in full measure, the gift of the apostle is teaching us on the Holy Spirit right now. Amen. The gift of the Holy Spirit in full measure and in richer experience depends on loving obedience. Loving obedience. Amen. And then again in John 14:15-16, he says, if ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, talking about the Holy Spirit, that he may abide with you forever. Our author says, obedience to God is a condition, and he calls it, of spiritual thrift. I don't call it thrift. Amen. He says it's a condition of inward satisfaction, stability of heart. And we know that's our soul, right? He says obedience opens the gates of the holy city and gives access to the tree of life. Isn't that something? That's what obedience does. I mean, obedience is really, really important to God. Then he quotes it from Revelation 22:14. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Now, that's not just talking about when we get to heaven. I want you to understand that. Amen? Amen. Yeah, that is so important. You know, we read these scriptures and you know, our apostle is always... has been sharing with us about how rich the Word of God is, and how pregnant it is, and God has hidden mysteries in the Scriptures. It's not hidden from us; it is hidden for us. Always remember that there is so much more than the words on the page. And when we take the time and spend the time with God, meditating, praying in the Spirit, and we ask the Holy Spirit to reveal, amen? You know, Apostle is telling us, and he's teaching us now about the importance of meditation and the importance of revelation knowledge. Yeah. Because there's so much in the Word of God that we haven't seen. And, you know, and I made this little note for you. You know, the Bible says that we can know. Amen. Amen. Okay, turn to Matthew 13. You got to see this. I want you to see this. And God wants us to know. Amen. That's the beauty of it. He's not hiding nothing from us. Right. Amen. He's not hiding it from us. He's hiding it from them unbelievers, those people who don't believe, the world, but not from us. Not from us. I'm going to start at verse 10, and you can just follow me. And Matthew 13, verse 10. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables. He answered, talking about Jesus, and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because, look at this, they see naturally, okay? They seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. Remember, we started this praying, hearing, seeing, and understanding. Y'all remember that? See, that's not for us. Amen? That's for them unbelievers. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which said, by hearing ye shall hear and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see and shall not perceive. But this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But verse 16, that's us. Amen. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Amen. Well, I gotta read verse 17. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things, hallelujah, which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Amen. So you see how important, how and this is, he wants us to see, he wants us to hear, he wants us to know. It's been given to us to know. It has been given to us to know, but it's not automatic. You know, there's something that you have to do. You have to keep yourself in a position to see, to hear, to know, and to understand. Spending time with God, trusting the Holy Spirit, asking Him, you know, to help you. Open your eyes. Let me see. Open my ears. Let me hear. Touch my heart, that I might understand. Amen. And you want to do that continually. It's just Lord, let me see. Lord, let me hear. Lord, help me to understand. You know, you said, and I tell him, you said it's been given to me to know. I tell him that, you know, and you can tell him that. You know, your word says it has been given to me to know. And right now I am desiring to know what to do, know where to go, know how to handle it. Amen. What you're saying, what you're doing right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The author goes on. He says, nothing short of, he uses the word absolute. Now, second year students have heard this before, y'all. So y'all just indulge us, and you know, me and the first year students. Amen. Nothing short of absolute obedience will satisfy God. Can a man receive moral ability that helps him to obey every one of God's commandments? He says, certainly he can. He says, by the same token, man can, you know, through prayer, obtain ability to do this very thing. Amen? To be able to obey God. Does God give commandments that men cannot obey? In all scripture, Mr. Bounds says, not a single instance is recorded of God having commanded any man to do a thing that was beyond his power. He will never do. He will never do that. He will never ask you to do something that he is not willing to equip you to do. Amen. You know, in the natural, and that's what happens to us. You know, we look at our situations and circumstances in the natural, and I can't do that. You know, yes, you can. Yes, you. Why? Because you know the Bible even tells us that He gives us. It's over in Philippians, I think it's 2:13. He gives us the will to do of his good pleasure. Amen. If he gives you an assignment, you can bet he's right there to equip you. Hallelujah. To do whatever it is that he is calling you to do. All he's looking for is a yielded vessel. That's right. Amen. A yielded vessel. In all the scriptures, Mr. Bounds says, not a single instance is recorded of God having commanded any man to do a thing that was beyond his power. That is with God's power. Amen. With God's help. To infer this, he said, is to slander the character of God. You know, saying that God would do something like this. In principle, the author says, obedience to God is the same quality as obedience to earthly parents. And guess what I put? Spiritual, that's right. Spiritual parents. You know, after all, we heard about apostolic prophetic fathering. Amen? So, in principle, obedience to God is the same quality as obedience to our natural parents and our spiritual parents. Glory to God. It implies, in general, the giving up of one's own way to follow that of another. Amen? Giving up your own way to follow that of another. It requires, strong word here, the surrender, amen, of the will to the will of another. You know, not my will, that's what Jesus said. Not my will, but thy will be done. It implies the submission of oneself to the authority and requirement of a parent. Commands either from our heavenly father or earthly father, and I'm going to add spiritual father, are directed by love. Okay. See, that's the part that we miss. It's directed by love in our best interest. It is important for us to pay attention and obey them. God issues commands to us in order to promote our good. Do you see that? Yes. To promote our good. You know, as a parent, grandparent, you know, I issue commands, but it's to protect. You know, I'm looking out. I see some things. I know some things. And, you know, and I'm trying to tell you, don't do that. You know, and it's because I love you. And I'm trying to keep some bad things from happening. And it's the same way with God, and it's the same way with our, you know, our spiritual fathers. Amen. They're looking out for us. You know, and when you know, sometimes you know, Apostle says, you know, it might sound harsh at times, but it's for our good. You know, we talk about taking a whipping. Nobody likes it. Nobody like it. We don't like it. We don't like it, but it's for our good. And because, you know, we have to always remember that we're under this apostolic anointing. And under the apostolic, there are things that apostle sees, knows, that we can't see. We don't know. But God has, shown it to him, you know, and he is trying to tell us, this is what you need to do. This is the way we need to go right now. And we got to hearken. We got to hearken. We got to hearken because he's looking out for our good. He's doing it for our good. Remember that. And I think this is the part, second year students, that I didn't get last year. I didn't hammer that in enough, you know, about our spiritual parents here and the importance of obeying spiritually. Not just to God. Yeah, we want to obey God. Oh, we want to obey God. We want to obey the Holy Spirit when he speaks to us. But then God has given us men and women of God. Yes, right. Amen. Right. And when they say, this is the way we're going, this is the way we're going. Amen. And you just have to trust the God in them that, you know, yeah, okay. You know, pastor say, this is the way we're going. Male or female, you know, this the way we're going to go. And I mean, you know, God is leading them, God, and God is protecting them. And that's one thing. Now, we have a pastor, apostle, who says, you know, well, we went this way for a while, but I think we're going to go back. You know, we've seen it a lot, service times, something as simple as that. You know, service was it at 10? I think it was at 10. And then all of a sudden, he was led to put it back to 9. And now I was here at a time when it was at 8, by the way. downtown Darrow, you know, we went at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it's like, oh, okay. And you know, and we have a tendency to want to grumble and complain. Just follow. Just follow the man or the woman of God. Okay, your online students, y'all here, just follow the man and the woman of God. Amen? Amen. And just trust God. Trust God. Pray. That's why you pray for them. That's amen? Right. So that they can hear, you know, clearly. And then they can obey. We got to pray for them. We got to, not our will, but we pray for God's will. Amen? That he would keep them and strengthen them and empower them, you know, and reveal to them. You know, that's the way we pray for them. Then the author said, obedience. Now, I can testify to this. Obedience brings its own reward. Amen. It brings its own rewards. And I put, there are rewards for obedience. When you obey God, he is standing right there, amen, to reward you for your obedience. He said, oh, look at my daughter. Oh, look at my son. They obeyed me. And so I'm about to do this for them because they obeyed. That's the way we are with our children. When they obey us, we want to do something nice for them. Amen? Obedience is love fulfilling every command. It is love expressing itself. Love delights to obey and please whom it loves. Amen. I'll just let that stand. 1 John 3:22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because here's our word, keep again, because we keep his commandments or obey his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Can you see that? Yes. Whatsoever. Look, he starts off, he said, whatsoever, 1 John 3:22, and whatsoever we ask, we receive. So if we've been asking and haven't been receiving, check your obedience. Go back and find out, okay, did he tell me to do something and I didn't do it? You know, a lot of times that's what it is. You know, God can't take us any further. I've heard Apostle tell us this, you know, a lot of times, because we have not obeyed the last thing that he told us to do. And so how can he take us any further? And so you have to go back and you have to ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Where did I miss it? You know, sometimes we know. I mean, I keep some notes. You know, I keep some notes, and it's like, oh, okay. You know, yeah, I need to do this. I need to take care of this. Amen? And then repent. I mean, I'll repent. I say, Lord, I'm so sorry. You know, ask him to forgive me. And then, you know, ask the Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to do this. Help me to do this. Amen? Our author says, thank God it is possible for every child of God to please his heavenly Father. It is really much easier to please God than it is to please men. Mm-hmm. You see, but we see men and women every day, and we think because we see them, it's much easier to please them than it is to please God. No. In the first place, God is going to help you. You know, he's going to help you to please him. He's right there, giving you everything that you need to please him. God's commandments are righteous and founded in justice and wisdom, Mr. Bound says. And then he quotes Romans 7:12, wherefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just and good. Isn't that something? Yeah, the commandments holy and just and good. God's commandments then can be obeyed by all who seek, our author says, who seek supplies of grace that enable them to obey. Grace. We need grace. We need the favor of God. Amen. To be able to obey God. These commandments must be obeyed. Our author says God's government is at stake. Isn't that something? When we fail to obey God's commands, God's government, and I have in parentheses here, apostolic, is at stake. God's children are under obligation to obey him. Disobedience cannot be permitted. I have in parentheses, omission or commission. And we know omission is he told you to do something, but you didn't do it. Commission, he told you not to do something, and you did it. Amen? So, you know, that's disobedience. And, you know, for some reason, we never think of not following or not obeying the commands as disobedience. We never even think of it as sin. But we're going to see in this lesson, Mr. Bounds is telling us that when we fail or refuse to obey God's commands, we are in disobedience. I know in spiritual authority, y'all are learning about rebellion. Yes. You know, it's rebellion when you refuse to obey the commands of God. Amen? Amen. God's children are under obligation to obey him. Disobedience cannot be permitted, omission or commission. The spirit of rebellion is the very essence of sin. Mm-hmm. It is denial of God's authority, and I put in our lives, that God cannot tolerate. Not that he cannot, he will not. He will not tolerate. And then over in Romans chapter 8, verse 3 and 4. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Can you see that? Yes. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. If anyone complains that man under the fall is too weak and helpless to obey these commands of God, the answer is that through the atonement of Christ, man is able to obey. We are able to obey. The atonement is God's enabling act. God works in us through regeneration and the agency of the Holy Spirit. Now that's good. You know, that's good. This is how he's working in us. Through regeneration and the author calls it agency, but person. Amen. The person of the Holy Spirit. The enabling grace sufficient for all that is required for us under the atonement. This grace is furnished without measure in answer to prayer. And then I found a definition of atonement for you. The reconciliation of God and humankind through Christ Jesus. We were reconciled through Christ Jesus. Reparation, that's another word for atonement, for a wrong or an injury. That's what Jesus did for us. Amen. He made reparation for wrong and for injury. God commands and at the same time stands pledged to give us all the necessary strength of will and grace of soul to meet his demands. And that was the Philippians 2 and 13 that I quoted earlier. He works in us, giving us the will to do of his good pleasure. That's what that one says. Man has no excuse for disobedience. He is criticized for refusing or failing to secure necessary grace, whereby he may serve the Lord with reverence and godly fear. Let me see if I can make this. Yeah, I got a minute. It is the vital truth that through prayer and faith, man's nature is changed and made partaker of the divine nature. That's found in 1 Peter, first chapter. All reluctance to obey God is taken out of him. It's taken out. All reluctance to obey is taken out. Man receives power to obey God in every way and to yield full and glad allegiance and can say, according to Psalm 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O God. Amen. And then he says, the author says, not only is rebellion of the natural man removed, but he also receives a heart that gladly obeys God. Amen. Receives a heart that gladly obeys God. All the rebellion is removed. So you can see, you know, I guess the point that I'm trying to make, how important it is to obey. Amen. For the Christian, Amen. Yeah. That's a main part here. You know, God is standing and his arms are open, and he's saying, okay, I need you to do this. You know, and you're supposed to say, yes, Lord. Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Without question. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. That's it. Y'all have a good rest of your class tonight, and I'll see y'all next week. Glory to God.